Paul there, and nobody gets saved. And nobody gets saved. Why have a camp meeting? If y'all don't sit around and not on the log and sing and shout, and you preaching boys ain't going to preach on the street, I mean, why? The police called me the other day and said, if you don't take them boys off the streets of Houston, they called me, Brother Dan. Brother Dan, you know this to be true. They called us and said, if you don't get them off the street, we're going to hire the men to whip them. I started laughing on the phone. I said, you're going to do what? He said, we're going to whoop them. I said, when you jerk the coat off of one of them, you're going to find out he's got a badge on his head. He's a policeman. And when you hit that Kyle Silas, that boy from Michigan, that done all his life in that Michigan penitentiary, you're going to have your load. You're going to have your load. And I said, when you slap that trout named Rick Weimer, you're going to have more than you can handle, mister. He said, the police said, we're just going to turn our back. Well, they preached about 5,000 people in this big flea market, and it's legal. And we got a permit to do it. And they told all these preachers, well, I said, you can't do it. You said, what do y'all do about it? We do it anyhow. When the president then got me a million tracts. How many? A million. What'd you get a million for? Well, that's a million people in Houston. 4 million now. So look.